Bhagwan, Wu Wei and the Way of the Heart, how are they interrelated? They are not interrelated. They are one and the same thing. Wu Wei means action without action. It means doing without doing. It means allowing that which wants to happen. Don't do it, allow it to happen. And that is the way of the heart. The way of the heart means the way of love. Can you do love? It is impossible to do love. You can be in love, but you cannot do it. But we go on using expressions like making love, which are foolish. How can you make love? When love is there, you are not there. When love is there, the manipulator, the maker, is not there. Love does not allow any maneuver on your part. It happens. It happens suddenly, out of the blue. It is a gift. Just as life is a gift, love is a gift. The way of the heart, or the way of love, or the way of Wu Wei, they are all the same. They insist that the doer has to be dropped, forgotten, and you have to live your life not as a manipulator, you have to live your life as a flow of the unknown. Don't move up current, and don't try to push the river. Flow with the river. The river is already going to the sea. You just be one with the river, and it will take you to the sea. There is no need even to swim. Relax and let the river take you. Relax and let God possess you. Relax and let the whole take the part. Doing means the part is trying to do something against the whole. The part is trying to have its own will against the whole. Wu Wei means the part has understood that it is only the part and has dropped all struggle. Now the whole is doing and the part is happy. The whole is dancing and the part is dancing with it. To be in tune with the whole, to be in step with the whole, to be in a deep orgasmic relationship with the whole is the meaning of Wu Wei. And that is the meaning of love. That's why Jesus says, God is love. He is creating a parallel because in man's experience, there is nothing other than love which comes close to God. These are the three basic things: birth, love, and death. They all happen, but birth has already happened. Now you cannot become aware of it. And death has not happened. How can you become aware of it right now? This moment, you are alive. The birth has happened. The death has to happen. Between the two, there is only one possibility: love. It is nothing on your part, so don't do anything. Suddenly you feel one day a glow. Suddenly you feel one day an energy arising. In the hands of the unknown, the God of love has knocked at the door. Suddenly you are no more the same. The dullness has disappeared. The drabness has disappeared. That staleness has disappeared. Suddenly you are singing and bubbling with joy. Suddenly you are no more the same. At the peak, the valleys are forgotten, the dark valleys. sunlight and the peak. Have you done anything for it? People go on teaching love. Because of this teaching, love has become impossible. The mother goes on saying to the child, "Love me, I am your mother." How is the child supposed to love? The child cannot believe what to do, how to do it. And the mother goes on insisting. The father goes on insisting. When I come home, love is expected. By and by, the child becomes a politician. He starts the politics of love, which is not love at all. He becomes deceptive. He smiles when the mother comes close, and the mother feels, "He loves me." He has to do these things because his survival depends on them. He is helpless. He becomes a diplomat. He does not feel any love, but he has to pretend. By and by, the pretension becomes so deep-rooted, he goes on pretending his whole life. Then he loves a woman because she is his wife. Then she loves a man because he is her husband. Love becomes a duty. Can you think of any more absurd possibility? Love becomes a duty. One has to do it. It is a commandment. One has to fulfill it. It is a responsibility. Nobody can be commanded to love. Nobody can be told to love. Now the real love will never happen to such a person, such a conditioned mind, because love is always a happening. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. The very concept that you can do something about it has created such a situation that love is not happening to many people. Suddenly, from nowhere, love comes to you. The arrow comes, hits the heart. You feel the pain, the sweet pain of it, but you don't know from where and how it happens. It is as rare as God, because God is love. Love still remains in the hands of God, because love is God. The path of love, or the path of heart, simply means nothing is in your hands. The whole will take care of itself. You please relax. You allow the whole to take you over. If you are available to love, you will be available to God also. They are the same. Love is the beginning, and God is the end. Love is the doorsteps of the temple of God.